Despite the downturn in the oil and gas industry, this is our 20th anniversary of the Oil and Gas Expo. So we're still expecting a full crowd for the anniversary show. We originally started, I can remember the first show that we did was held at the Cleveland County Fairgrounds on a dirt floor. So we've come a long way. But to answer your question, we expect upwards to 3,000 attendees for the one-day show.
Yeah, but that still will be the number one topic, you know. How are you surviving? What are you doing to survive, you know, with the low prices?
Yes, I think it will be a great opportunity for those that will attend to see who is still around and make those contacts once again, exchange business cards and telephone numbers and say hello. And like I said, it's an excellent opportunity to network and make contacts. It's also free to attend if you pre-register.
Yeah, but what's the real, I guess, impact of a show like this or is any other kind of a type of expo that's held in the state? I mean, how important is it to the people in the oil and gas industry?
I think it's vitally important. It gives the opportunity. One of the purposes of the SOAR committee is to do transfer or technology transfer. So the expo gives the opportunity for the exhibitors to bring in their new equipment, new technology, new processes, put that on display so people that are walking through can see what is new and available to utilize, save money, and maybe to extend the lives of their wells.
You know, David, in light of what's happened over the past year and a half or two, with such a plunge in the number of working rigs around the country, I mean, it's getting a lot of serious coverage, and people perhaps are more aware of the impact that the oil and gas industry has, like, you know, a state like Oklahoma, because of what's happened with the government's revenue intake and everything. You think the people are starting to understand that this is a critical thing. You know, it's not time to complain about high oil gas prices and things of that nature. I mean, they understand it better, do you think?
I think as we go along through the years, hopefully the general public realizes that everything that surrounds them in their daily life is comes from oil and gas. It's just not putting gasoline in the tank at the filling station. It's every time you flip the switch on the wall for your electricity, you know, about two-thirds of electricity is generated by natural gas and coal. So, like I said, oil and gas is around us in our everyday life, everything from our toothbrush made from plastics to our medical devices and prescription medicines. So I think it's a benefit for the general public to realize that oil and gas is just not what gets them from point A to point B, but helps make our life much more comfortable.